The trouble in 30-year-old Ted King's very first Tour de France got started early.
Race as you are, and as a result, all the confusion has caused this. There's Mark Cavendish. He's just going to pull over to one side of the road. This is a nightmare. This is
when the pack was only about 3.5 miles from the finish of the first day, a team bus got stuck on a banner over the top of the finish line of the race. Organizers radioed back to the bike racers to tell them the finish line would be moved up. And then, when the bus came free moments later, they called again to go back to the original finish line. This sowed confusion in the pack.
Original finish line, everyone looking over their shoulder saying, where's he gone?
Ted King went down in a huge crash and wound up with a separated shoulder.
It's an incredibly painful injury. It's basically tearing of the ligaments between your collarbone and your scapula.
We reached King on his cell phone, riding in the team bus toward the finish line on the fifth day of racing. He was feeling pretty dejected. His parents arrived in France yesterday, just in time to watch him miss the time cut by 7 seconds in an event called the Team Time Trial. This is where a team of 9 riders drafts off one another in a tight pace line, trying to go as fast as they can for 25 kilometers. King's problem? His shoulder hurt so bad, he couldn't stick with the pack.
I'm proud of the time I put in my individual time trial yesterday had I not been injured, let alone, you know, basically racing on a half-a-functioning body.
King, falling behind his team, still raced at a pretty respectable 28 miles per hour for a half an hour straight. These are the kind of heroics that win riders fans in cycling. Suffering, alone and injured, but gritting it out to the finish of a race. Unfortunately, the winning team went faster than 35 miles per hour. It was the fastest finish in Tour de France history. After it was announced that he didn't make the cut, King's fans, many of them from New Hampshire, where he's still deeply connected to the cycling community, erupted on Twitter, tweeting under the hashtag #LetTedRide. And the cycling news website VeloNews ran an editorial saying that since race organizers had a hand in the crash that caused his injury, they should extend him 7 seconds of leniency in the time trial. But to no avail.
I just wish it was, you know, 7 seconds the other way. So, I love you.
Now, having tasted the Tour de France, King's ready for another next year.
This is our Super Bowl. This is our World Series. This is everything as a cyclist. So, I fingers crossed, you know, I really hope to be here 2014 as well.
And if he makes it again, New Hampshire will be watching. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.